The Sinn Féin motion that was before the Dáil this evening was basically about spending, was it?
Yeah, it was nominally about, I suppose, public spending generally. It focused a lot on the €9 million for phone pouches in schools, also hit on the bike shed, the security hut and the National Children's Hospital. It really felt, to be honest, like the end of a 12-round heavyweight fight where two fighters are just holding each other up, because there wasn't a whole lot of cut and thrust in it. Everyone in the Oireachtas just seems to be waiting for the election, so you end up with a motion like this where Sinn Féin effectively comes and says, you waste public money, and the government says, no, we don't.
All right. Christopher O'Sullivan, do waste public money.
There's been some very, look, there's been some very high profile, I suppose, waste examples of where too much money has been spent for certain things, like the bike shed, the security hut. Absolutely. I mean, there needs to be more oversight and governance. Having said that, you know, there's very little talk of where we do spend money well. And, you know, the phone pouches, okay, they're in education. But, I mean, if you drive around my constituents in Corksville West, and this isn't a pre-election plea, by the way, but there's about 50 schools that have availed of additional accommodation, be it ASD classes, special education classes, or just additional accommodation. We don't hear about those stories. I mean, that's a phenomenal difference being made to a place like Corksville West in education. You know, for a place where we're talking about
Kenny, your party had the motion. I'll come to you in a minute.
Yeah, no, the issue of the phone pouches is something that has really grated with, particularly with parents and with teachers in schools, because it's the one thing none of them asked for. Nobody wanted that. Yes, they want more accommodation. They want more classroom spaces. They want more SNAs in their schools. They want, when there's a child that has mental health problems, that they will have services there for them. And they don't. And that's the problem. And to see, it's an example of where government is putting the money in the wrong place and the emphasis and trying to create a diversion away from the failings that there are in many of these areas.
All right, Marie Sherlock.
Well, I think two things, right? The €9 million for the pouches, I think, is complete deflection from the real issues in education. Certainly any of the teachers I've spoken to over the past week are outraged like this. And what's wrong with the box at the top of the classroom or the plastic bags or whatever? But there's a point, though, that Christopher makes, right? And it's, you know, about the money that has gone into school building over the last few years. So €4.9 billion has gone into school building since 2020, right? But yet not a single penny has gone into the design of after school care or early years care, right? So when we talk about value for money, right, and we've heard all the parties talk
ASD
about the need.
ASD classes aren't value for money. Stop
now for a second. Of course it is. But what I'm saying is the additional thing going into schools, right, what we haven't seen any conversation on is early years care or after school care. And the point is, in August, right, when there was a big discussion about the closure of childcare facilities, there were some government parties talking about, oh, we'll put it into school buildings. The point I'm making is that we've spent a lot of money on very valid school building projects, but there has been no attempt to actually look at how you use the school building in a much more comprehensive sense for early years or after school care. So that is a good example of not spending money well, as well as we could in this country.
Marie, you're saying that there's a sense of an election coming down the tracks. And this is just one of these peeves people legitimately have about how their money is being spent. There was another story, I think, on the Saturday on the front of the Daily Mail over a transport ticket contracting.
€2.7 billion.
This will really annoy people in the lead up to election. You know, as promises are being made to spend money, people may be interested equally to know what kind of efficiencies are going to be looked at and legitimate and real ways of saving money.
Oh, yeah, but I think the thing about €9 million for pouches, bike sheds, whatever, they're controversy of the day. What Marie's talking about is really serious structural change when you're talking about billions. You're talking about, like, €9 million, we have it. We have €16 billion in surplus. What we really want to have conversations about, and what the Irish people need to have conversations about, real structural change, things like incorporating early
books
years
for all students going to
absolutely
school, hot school meals. I mean, these are structural
and
changes.
These are the things that we should be talking about.
Actually, the bricks and mortar, building new schools and new classrooms.